Hello.
Hey, it's Devin. And it's Matt.
Hello.
What is going on?
What's up, guys? It's Matt and Matt Skylark here, and I'm coming in for my first podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it.
So happy to have Matt Ramos and Devin Lanier on the podcast with us finally.
Hello?
Matt,
yeah, but I'm going to go to work.
Okay, we just want your thoughts real quick.
Hello, hello?
Yeah, what's up?
So the Spurs are in trade talk purgatory, right? Mm-hmm. And they need to get rid of Kawhi. He says he's only going to sign with LA. So it doesn't really matter if they sit in for a whole year and if he gets traded to Boston. Do you trade him to LA to get those young upcoming stars that they have? Not Lonzo, I don't think he's coming to SA, but do you go for an Ingram or a Kuzma?
I think you do. I mean, like, what else are you going to get for him?
You're right.
Like, who else would you trade him to? Well, I don't know. Pop says he doesn't want to trade to in the same conference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely, I don't think Ingram's a bad pickup at all.
Do you think he has potential? You know, all right, let's look at it this way. Who would you rather have if you had to choose? Jaylen Brown's upside or Brandon Ingram's upside?
I think JB would work better in the system.
Probably so, man. I mean, you get all like those advanced stats and you look at his progress besides Paul George's and Kawhi Leonard's, and it looks like he might be on track to be better than both of them. So, I don't know. If Kawhi is really serious about this LA thing, if you could get Ingram and you could get Kuzma and Randle, I don't know why you wouldn't do that. What do you think, Matt Ramos, as a Laker fan?
As a Laker fan, of course, I want Kawhi on the team. We don't got to think about the future. We got to think about the now. We could worry about the future later. So I want Kawhi on our team, and I would be willing to trade Brandon Ingram. I would like to see Brandon Ingram in the Spurs little system. And the Spurs are great at developing talent, and he's only – 20 years old, born 1997, 6'9". So that kid could be a beast. And it's been his second year with the Lakers. And I think the Spurs could honestly get more out of Brandon Ingram than the Lakers with him. The Spurs are just great at developing talent. And I think Brandon Ingram would thrive in the Spurs system. But I'd be willing to let Julius Randle go away too. He's been there for like 3 years. He's all right, but
yeah.
If we get Kawhi, then Kawhi would bring in even bigger stars for the now. So we want to compete now. We don't want to compete later. I'd rather compete now.
I mean, when you have an off season where you could possibly pick up Kawhi, LeBron, and Paul George, I think you just got to go for it. Would asking for Kuzma, Randle, and Ingram be too much for you?
I think I would let Kyle go. He's a monster, ooh, but he's also 22 years old already. So his upside isn't as high as someone younger. So I would rather get a 26 or 27-year-old superstar in Kawhi that will 100% let your team compete right now than work with a 22-year-old that is very good, but Kawhi is just the man right now, and we want to win now.
Okay. Well, if for the people listening that don't know, Matt Ramos is the Laker
fan. I am a Laker fan.
And to say the least about his biases, I mean – the dude's been riding with them since Kobe left, and they've been shit.
They've been fucking garbage, but I have stuck right by them through the whole process. Got it inked on my skin.
He sure does. I can vouch for that one. Let me talk, Devin. Who are you going for this year?
I'm going for all. Hey, all I can say is trust the process. That's all. That's all I have to say, and you know that.
Okay, so you don't think LeBron's going to LA? He's going to Philly. Honestly,
I'd prefer Paul George than LeBron. That's because I think right now, at least, Ben Simmons is able to create his own, or not create his own shot, but he's just as athletic.
He doesn't have one of those. He's
a primary ball handler.
Yeah, exactly.
I also agree with Devin.
And he can get to the rim anytime he wants. And at least this playoff series, that's what LeBron thrived on. So moving forward, I think the Sixers either need a spot-up shooter or someone who could take the pressure off of Ben Simmons when he's having rookie or issues that young players have.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree. LeBron is a primary ball handler. Simmons is a primary ball handler that can't shoot. So someone's game is gonna have to take a back seat. And I don't know if you want your 21-year-old potential superstar to take a back seat right now.
For sure. I think just with LeBron early on, for him to develop into the shooter he is now, I mean, it took him 15 years. Let's not forget that. But for him to become the shooter he is now, it's all about having the ball in your hands and being able to learn from your mistakes and get those shots. I think if LeBron goes, he just takes away those from these young guys, and maybe they don't go to their full potential.
Exactly.
But this is perfect, though, because we have Matt G here, who's a Rockets fan. And so we got a Rockets, a Sixers, and a Lakers fan. And I just want a take from each and every one of you, because he's not going to Chicago. he's scared of Jordan's shadow. Let's just that's the only thing he's chasing now. So he's not going to come with us. But Matt G, what do you think? Does he fit in with the Rockets?
I definitely don't think so. Like, I mean, it was hard enough. Everyone was talking about having Chris Paul and James Harden as the primary ball handlers. Like, we're just going to add another primary ball handler to the squad.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think I like him in the whatever. I don't know. He can shoot threes now. But I don't think he's a high volume shooter, like the ones that they surround Harden and Chris.
Yeah, I mean, like we. I think honestly, we just need more wings. We don't need another, a playmaker. I think we're cool with the playmakers. Maybe we could use another point guard, but I don't know. I don't know about having LeBron James. I just don't think he'll be efficient on the team, and I think that's what you need to be. Golden State efficiency.
Yeah, PJ Tucker's way better. That's good. Those are good takes. But to go back to this Kawhi thing, I don't know. If I'm Boston, I don't do it. Do you agree with that? Do you think they should stay pat with, Hayward and Jaylen Brown? Because they're not giving up Tatum.
If I were the Celtics, I probably wouldn't do it. They just had an amazing playoff run without Kyrie and Harden. So that team is just the bona fide future for the East, and they don't even need Kawhi to do that. The Lakers could, on the other hand, will for sure love Kawhi, because we are very, very struggling right now. I could say that.
I don't think you're trusting the process, Matt. I think at the beginning of the season,
how long did it take the Sixers to get good? What, like 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5. Yeah.
How long have we been? We've been bad about that long.
Well, then again, like the Sixers, I mean, their draft picks weren't even able to play for like the first year they were drafted.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got the redshirt years.
I just think you just got it. And when you have the superstars wanting to come to you.
All right, boys, I'm going to head off to work.
Sometimes.
Hey, do what you got to do, Matt G. We'll talk to you soon. We just needed to hear from you real quick. Peace out, bro.
Peace.
So, yeah. I think Matt G really has a point. If you, whew. So if you give up a Kyle Kuzma, a Brandon Ingram, I don't know, man. Lonzo Ball just doesn't fit the Spurs. Would you agree with that?
I think Lonzo is he's a great facilitator. He's a great playmaker. He knows how to control the pace of the game. That's what I like about him. And he also has the potential to be a great defender. He's 6'6". He's pretty athletic, I would say. And I think the Spurs are just great at developing talent, and I think he would fit in perfectly with their system. He doesn't need a shoot. The Spurs will have their spot-up shooters. He just needs to facilitate, and that's what he's pretty good at. And he could actually hit shots when he's confident. He has to get used to the NBA game still a little bit.
For sure. I mean, a lot like Ben Simmons, I think just getting those reps and working with the right coaches, I think his shot's going to – it looks ugly, man, but it's going to fall. I mean, obviously, do you remember the game that they played the Spurs and he just fucking torched them?
Yes, sir. Six for 10 from three.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. My grandpa was in shock, man. I thought he was about to cry. But I just don't know, like, that baggage that he comes with, you know, like, with his dad and stuff.
That's what my dad said. He don't want Lonzo because of LeVar.
Yeah. And your dad's Santo.
Yes, sir.
Through and through. He's also a Cowboys fan.
Yes, Cowboys and Spurs, baby.
That's what San Antonio's all about. But, so I don't think they want him. I don't think they're going to trade for him. But if you potentially give up a Brandon Ingram and a Kyle Kuzma, which Kuzma's got to have, like, star potential at least.
Yes, and I do agree.
And Brandon Ingram, would you say he's still able to have superstar potential?
I believe so, for sure. He's only 20 years old. I just don't know if the Lakers are developing him right. That's my thing with him. Mm-hmm. Like he's supposed to be the next KD or whatever, but it doesn't look like he's progressing as fast as some other players, like Donovan Mitchell over there going complete berserk on the Jazz. And we got Brandon Ingram. He's averaging like 14 points, so he's all right. But
yeah,
I don't know if it's him or if it's the Lakers not developing him correctly or what it is, but there are players that come in and instantly impact their team, and I wouldn't say Brandon Ingram is necessarily that right now.
Yeah, it was weird because when they had D'Lo too, like, he had those games, and I think he got a reputation for being streaky and stuff, but I really think he had, if they just gave him the reins and let him shoot as many shots as he wanted, he could have went off like a lot of those games. Would you agree?
I do agree. He just got to get to the rim. He's such a big, lengthy guy. And the Lakers offense right now is just complete garbage. Like, if you really watch their games, it looks like a whole bunch of 12-year-old AAU kids just doing whatever. Like, it's really ugly to watch. And I think at the very least, if you're in a bad system like that, and you got to at least get yours, and he just doesn't get his like that.
Yeah. So the combination of the length and size of, and you know, he's got a pretty decent shot right now. I think if he does go to SA, shit, man, maybe there's a chance he is a top five, at least a top 10 player. I'll say top 10. I don't know if he's top five. Like, I don't know if he has the heart for it.
Yeah, I haven't seen much passion from him either, so I wouldn't know if he would be a top five MVP player.
Mm-hmm.
But he will. He could definitely be a solid player, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then if they were to get Kuzma, and maybe a Randle, I think Randle's got star potential. Also,
definitely Julius Randle. Definitely Julius Randle.
Definitely, yeah. Julius Randle. You like his game, Devin?
He's a dog.
Yes, sir. He's a bulldog. I do like sure Randle, but if we have the chance of getting superstars now, then I'd be willing to let him go. They already traded D'Angelo, so he was my favorite.
Yeah. I would have loved if D'Angelo was still on this team. I would have loved him in SA, man. If he would have been an asset for this trade, for I think he would have flourished in their system.
The sauce god.
So, a much more important note, Devin, who out of all those guys that we've talked about, if you were talking about the Lakers young core, who's got the most swag?
Oh, damn. Not Brandon Ingram.
Not Brandon Ingram? I think those twists got to go, man.
Yeah, but he has a pee head, so I don't know how much he could do.
That's you got the opposite of living.
Yeah. I think swaggiest, like, right now. Shit, I don't know. It's not, like,
I think... Who got the sauce in the Lakers? I mean, I guess Kuzma.
Yeah, Kuzma.
Precious.
Yeah, and he's got the game to back it up. Like,
he's not a dork.
He's sauced on the Rockets. He's a little dorky. He's a little ugly, but you know, I think he'll do well with the ladies. He's light skinned. He has tats. He's probably one of the taller ones too. So I think he just bought a Mercedes.
The Lakers just let go all their swag. They let go D'Angelo. They let go Clarkson, Larry,
Nick Young, and Swaggy
Nick Young. They had that sauce swag, and now it's all gone.
Oh man! And now they're gonna get Kawhi. He's a fucking dork. Paul George. He's cool, but I don't know if he's saucing like that.
No.
Who did the Lakers just draft? The dude from Michigan.
Oh, Wagner.
I hope he brings something to the table for the Lakers. What do you think about him?
Number two, bro. No, just kidding. He's not Mozgov. I watched him in the tournament, and he played for Michigan. He was okay. So I was rooting for Loyola Chicago, but. Bro, if he was in the paint, they just couldn't get in. He's like a physically dominant force. And if that translates to the NBA, I don't know how tall he is. I don't know how much he weighs. But against that fucking team, he looked huge, like a giant huge. Like Boban, I don't know. Maybe I was just seeing things.
Didn't he drop 30 in the championship game, something like that?
I think he might have, actually. And that was against Villanova.
So hopefully we got the next Dirk, next Porzingis, something in him.
Well, I want him to be his player comp. Like, he's not as finesse as Gasol, but maybe Marc Gasol. Maybe you got the next Marc Gasol, which would be awesome, I think.
That would be pretty nice.
Yeah. I think he's got to expand his range, though. But it should be cool. Oh, what else? We were just talking about. Oh, you cut me off. LeBron, he's cool, but he's approaching dad age, so I don't know if the Lakers are going to have swag anymore, man. It's kind of sad.
We're in LA, and we don't even got the most swag in the NBA.
That is imagine.
If we're going to suck, we might as well look cool, but.
Yeah, I guess that's what they did for a couple years.
Kawhi pulling up with now the Tim Duncan fit. Win.
Pulling up with the straight leg,
yeah,
boot cut. Jeans.
Mm-hmm. Smith and Wesson t-shirt, yeah.
Got academy fit.
You know what we got to do soon? We got to chop up a Kawhi mix. The return to Lil Tracy like a farmer.
Yep.
God damn, man.
Damn.
Kawhi's just tired of this country ass town. I can't blame him.
Ain't shit to do out here.
No, yeah. It would have been cool if Ben Simmons was a Laker. He's got major drip, bro.
Nah. It would have been cool if Jason Tatum was a Laker.
Oof.
For sure.
Jaylen Brown?
You know, I was watching that. Oh, Jaylen Brown. Nah.
Celtics the swaggiest
team, yeah,
in the NBA, for sure.
Okay. Man.
Al Horford, hell yeah.
They got Kyrie. That's all they need.
Pretty much.
And then they got the pretty boy, Gordon.
Oh, you're right.
Beautiful hair. He's on the... And you can't forget Daniel, swag guy.
Daniel Tice.
Daniel Tice, yes, sir.
I mean, Terry Rozier was playing in the Cactus Jack Fours, bro. Like,
yep.
Where was they at? It was a Dykeman League. Yep. Oh, Devin, remember when you said all John Wall's highlights are in the
yeah.
Damn, that was a time before John Wall's an all-star. Shout out to Brand. He still believes in the Wizards.
Yeah, that's a tough fate.
If Oubre went over to the Lakers, then maybe it would be all right.
Damn.
Kelly Oubre. I would love to have that sauce on the Lakers.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah, y'all's teams are pretty cool. Y'all don't have Zach LaVine, though, so there's always that.
I do like Zach LaVine.
I think he's going to be great, man. Well, we'll see. Apparently, the Bulls front office doesn't believe in him. Oh, what else, Matt? So, I agree. Lakers just go ahead and win now. It's a town for superstars, and right now is the time. They have the assets. I don't think they can develop the talent the way that the Spurs do. Spurs
can. Definitely not.
So if they got
the young
them,
coaching staff with Luke right now, and I don't think it's the best for young people right now.
I agree. And just know if LeBron comes in, then he's automatically head coach.
Yep.
Luke Walton's going to turn into another Ty Lue,
but on the bright side. Hopefully, if we do get some superstars, then we could run some warrior type offense that Luke knows, and hopefully that will work out better than trying to develop young talent and hoping to win in the next, like, 5 years, 6 years.
Right. So, I would go for it. I think it makes sense. And it kind of makes sense for both teams. I think the Spurs are great talent evaluators, though. So, whoever they end up getting for him, if they end up trading him, I just think that they're going to come in and flourish. Hate to be that guy, but Popovich is, you know, he's the best coach, and RC Buford's got to be one of the best GMs, or I think he's the owner. I don't know. I don't remember. But yeah, there's not a lot of guys that I don't think wouldn't fit in the Spurs system. So if they could go young, get rid of Kawhi in the process, shit, who knows? Maybe he's hurt like Isaiah Thomas. Maybe he's not fully recovered yet. So I think they should go for it. And if the Lakers are willing to give up those three guys, Randall, Kuzma, and Ingram, shit, the Spurs could be winners in a couple of years of that trade. So
high key, they could win, or they could be contenders immediately, depending on how well they integrate into the system.
Fast?
Because Julius Randle, I think he could come in and be an immediate playmaker or an immediate difference maker, at least.
Hell yeah. Like, you pair him with Aldridge, that's that's the perfect
Kuzma thing, too, if they start running offense for Kuzma, it'll be so much easier than trying to just go one-on-one playing Laker offense. If you're in the Popovich offense, it's just going to make the game so much easier for big-time scorers like that.
And the Spurs just have a prospect. I just think, you know, with the right people around him, because, bro, who is he really passing to? I'm talking about DeJounte Murray. Like, if you give him the opportunity to become a good facilitator.
Your options are Danny Green or
Patty Mills.
Or what's his name?
Patty fucking Mills.
Patty Mills or Kyle Anderson. Those are your choices right there.
Yeah, man. So he's not getting to work with much. And I think if he plays off of those guys too, it's just going to be – it might just be easier offense for him. And like I said, the Spurs could potentially end up winning this trade down the line. I think they should go for it, man. I don't know what's taking them so long.
If they were smart, they would do that, because apparently Kawhi really don't want to be there, and better to get something than just have them walk away.
Yeah. But I don't know. Watching the Spurs, we're from San Antonio. We hear about them all the time. We're hypercritical of them sometimes. But maybe we're right that they have possibly lost their touch a little bit. I mean, Coach Pop's been going through some things. Kawhi.
And apparently, Pop's going to stop coaching in 2020, apparently.
Yeah, man.
So might as well get ready for the future, new era.
Let Becky Hammon coach, I guess. So I think they should bite. I think they should go for it, too. Hopefully that comes sooner rather than later, because the longer they wait, Kawhi's just – he could just sit for the fucking year and walk away for nothing. And that would
pull a Kyrie.
That could be actually hilarious for the Spurs.
Like Kyrie was going to do with the Cavs. Is that true?
He was going to sit down for the whole year and
and
threaten to get surgery? Yeah. That's cool, man. This era of players just, like, in control of their own destinies. It's just a really weird time as an NBA fan.
F the man.
Mm-hmm. But, hopefully they go for it soon, because a team of LeBron, Paul George, and Kawhi, then I don't want to hear any more excuses for LeBron, but I still don't know if they make it past the Warriors, low-key.
Oh, what do you think? The Warrior boys are tough.
They sure are.
Yeah,
say what you want about them, but... Draymond's the key, Devin, to all of that?
Yeah, I really think he is, because no matter... It's like, even when the Warriors are playing bad, you still have Draymond talking shit, getting in people's head.
Yeah.
And he wins the mental game so many times. And...
Yeah, I agree. Like if KD were to talk shit to a player. Exactly. You laugh. Like, he's a fucking dork too. Yeah. If Curry comes and talks shit to you, like, really, what could he tell you?
Klay Thompson?
Klay's cool.
I'll go get Klay, man.
Yeah.
I think Klay is one of the tougher guys on the team. But Draymond is obviously their bully. KD and Curry are just dorks, bro, and it's sad. It's
dweebs, the biggest dweebs in the NBA.
They might be, and kids look up to them now. It's a different time, man. I miss when the game was ours.
Miss Kobe.
I do miss Kobe. I miss D Rose. Remember when he was good?
Damn.
Wow. Miss D Rose, Miss Kobe, Miss all the old guys.
Oh, KG. He was a cool shit talker.
KG, yes, sir.
I do miss Duncan.
All the real competitors.
I hate watching the Spurs. It's like, oh, shit, they don't have Duncan in, and I just forget that he's retired. I thought he was going to play forever, man.
Yeah.
But that's that's in the past. Spurs need to focus on it right now. They need to do this trade, make it happen. Because I think the Celtics are out. Danny Ainge, he said not too long ago, too, whenever Jaylen Brown comes in trade talks, we hang up the phone. And I believe him. This time I believe him. Did any of you watch the draft? Did anyone have any thoughts on that?
I did not watch the draft, but I would like to discuss who will be the biggest bust of the draft.
Okay, sure. I think I know who you're talking about already, and mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Thoughts on Trae Young. Thoughts on the Trae Young and Luka trade.
Okay.
Who's the winner?
So me and Matt G were talking about this. I wish he was still on, but he said Mavericks low-key might be nice with Luka Doncic.
Luka and Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
Dang.
And Harrison Barnes. So
he's okay. Wes Matthews, right?
Oh, yeah, Wesley Matthews. So I don't know who's going to start or who's coming off the bench or who is getting traded. They're kind of loaded on the guard section. They got Yogi Ferrell. They signed him to a decent contract
because he went cool. off against I like the Spurs. Him a lot.
So they got Luka. What is he, a point guard? A 6'6", mm-hmm. whatever, 6'6", point guard.
Right.
One MVP. So you got Dennis Smith. Super athletic, 6'3". You got Wesley Matthews. I honestly think they trade him. He's on a big contract. They don't need him anymore, True. So they'll trade him. They got 40-year-old Dirk. Maybe they get one more last push out of him.
Dirk's got one last ride, bro. Don't be surprised if Luka takes him all the way to the finals and Dirk shows up.
That'd be some Cinderella story.
But and apparently Dallas is like pretty much just all in on Harrison Barnes. They think he could turn into a pretty good player. I really have not watched that dude since Game 7 of the Finals when the Warriors lost, and that dude was shooting bricks. But apparently he's okay now, so that's cool. What do you think, Dev? Trae Young, you think that hairline?
Baby hair, Trae Young. I don't know. I think he's another cornball, but he's just
for sure
not as popular of a cornball.
Yeah.
So I think once he goes bald, that's the last you're gonna hear from him. And
oh man,
so he's in Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, this was the weirdest thing that even my fucking, I don't know how old Chaunch is now. What is he? He's in sixth grade, so he's gotta be like 11, right?
Yeah, around there.
They're about 11.
Okay, he's 11 years old, and he's an idiot. But when the Hawks drafted Trae Young, we were like, okay, that's a little weird, because don't they already have Dennis Schroeder?
Yeah.
They do have Dennis Schroeder, but I've heard that they're just going to trade him somewhere.
But then they did this, too. So there's a really good guard from Kansas, Devontae Graham. He had to be a first-rounder, like the way he played in the tournament. Him and Malik Newman were badass, and I watch Duke all the time, they fucking killed them, like just the two of them, really. Mm-hmm. And the Hawks also drafted him, and he's a fucking point guard. So now they have three point guards. Like, they're pretty much setting Trae Young up for failure, in my opinion. He's gonna play with, I don't even know who that big man people always talk about from Atlanta. Is it John Collins? Is that the guy?
Yeah, John Collins. He's pretty solid young big man.
But is that – I think that's all they have.
Yep, I don't think they got much going besides that.
So
Kent Bazemore.
Yeah.
Tyron Prince.
Hey, Tyron Prince.
He's got heat. He's got heat.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a winning or even close to a winning team.
No, I don't think so, man. And if this Trae Young experiment – shit. So he could end up like Jimmy Fredette. If he's not good
for the first
3 or 4 years, he could be playing in fucking China, man. And the Warriors did it right, where they built through the draft and they drafted smart. I don't think Atlanta's gonna draft smart, unless they're just gonna tank for 3 more years or something. But they might be setting that boy Trae Young up for failure, and I don't think he's gonna be that good anyway. So that's a little scary for me. When you were talking about busting the draft, I really thought you were going to talk about Michael Porter Jr.
Michael Porter.
And why he slid so far. Me and Devin was...
That might be a blessing for him disguise, because now he doesn't have the pressure of being, oh, you're a number two pick. Now you have to produce.
Right.
He slid down to what, like 14th, somewhere 14 around there?
14 of the Nuggets.
Went to the Nuggets. He went to Denver, cool city. They got, they got a good young... Yeah, pretty solid core. Imagine, who are the two guards?
Gary Harris and Jamal Murray.
Gary Harris, Jamal Murray, Jokic, and Michael Porter Jr.
Millsap coming back too.
And Millsap. That's a solid starting five right there.
No, the Nuggets are pretty scary, man. They're deep and they're so slept on.
Yes, for sure, sure.
If Michael Porter Jr. turns into that top three talent that he was supposed to be, they should give him a redshirt year and give him a Ben Simmons type thing. Because, bro, that boy's back is fucked up. Like, he's got Tony Romo injuries, and he's only like
19 years old. He already got back problems. That's not a good sign.
Here's my theory, and they're not going to talk about this on ESPN or, like, anywhere else, really. He's in Colorado. What does that mean?
He's on that pack.
He's going to rehab on some reefer. Gonna rehab on some reefer for sure.
Got that
sure
pack.
Is, man. I really think he might. So, I think he fell into the perfect situation. No pressure. He could potentially redshirt a year because the Nuggets could win without him, realistically. And he's got the perks of medicinal marijuana over there, like, if you really wanted to. I don't know if they will drug test you like that on your, if they give you a redshirt year. That's probably what Ben Simmons did. But, Dev, we got to talk about Mo. What did he tell that girl?
Oh, Mo. He's like, to be honest, I don't even really know you like that.
Bro, she was talking about moving to Orlando, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. Something. Some, see, to all the, I don't know who's listening to this. I don't know if you're going to make the NBA, but just watch it with these women, man. They, Mo Bamba took a picture with the girl, and she's trying to flex on the gram for someone. This is just for people in general. Just don't be careful who you take pictures with, man. They could post it everywhere and make it something that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, most I don't like him with the Magic. They fucking really robbed us. He was one pick away from the fucking Bulls. Can you believe it? You know how happy I would have been?
Oh, boy. Oh, Mo Bamba in the Bulls.
Yeah, I've been saying it's...
Markkanen and Mo Bamba.
Ooh, I know.
That would have been nasty.
But the good thing is, my backup, I really wanted Wendell Carter because I thought he'd be there. And I didn't want the Cavs to get him because I think he's going to be really good. But damn.
Speaking of the Cavs, what do you think about them letting him take number two like that?
That's horrible, man. And
that how can you let someone take Kyrie's number just after like one year and just letting it go like that?
Okay, LeBron might be the most important player in their franchise history. I'll give him that. But Kyrie hit the single most important shot in their existence. And for them to give the number away like that to a rookie, like, I would understand if it was a Kobe type situation, like he gave you all-star years and then he wanted to change his number. But bro, you don't give it to a rookie just like that. I mean, mm-hmm. It's kind of like what OKC did with Durant's
35
number. Yeah. Which is, that's funny because Durant's an idiot, but he didn't really win them anything. So,
but it's Kyrie we're talking about.
It's just disrespectful. I think it means that
they never really cared, did they?
They never really cared. But I just think you're setting that guy up for failure. Like, the basketball gods frown down on that kind of stuff, I think. And what do they do if Sexton turns out to be an all-star? Do they retire an Irving jersey number two and a Sexton jersey? That's too weird for me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, really.
It's just, NBA is a different culture. Like, in soccer, they pass down, like, the number 10s, the number 7s to their best player at the time. And it's cool. It's out of respect. But basketball, it's disrespectful. And do you think Sexton's actually going to be good? Have you watched any tape on him?
I have not, to be honest with you, so...
He's got like a.
I have no clue.
He's got something cool, Devin. That
that's
maybe
what
you
I.
Try.
That's what I was gonna say. He's.
What were you gonna say?
I like his personality. He's a dog too, and I think, depending on how confident he comes in, he might be a real difference maker.
He's a bully point guard, man.
Yep.
Isn't he kind of short? Kind of a smaller guard?
You know what they say? He's 6'1", but he doesn't look it. He looks
his hair.
Taller, and he looks stronger.
Because of his hair.
Yeah, true. But I was talking about his Padawan.
Yeah.
That's kind of clean. Do you have one of those?
I got a lot.
Just let one down, bro. Let one hang. Yeah. Sexton game.
Yes, sir.
So... I mean, there's not much to talk about with the Bulls, guys. I'm just going to tell y'all to trust the process, just like Devin does. I think we're going to be really good, but we're going to be slept on. We've got a white power forward who's probably our toughest player. He's Dirk-like. We've got Zach LaVine. He doesn't say much, but he'll dunk on dudes for real. I like Wendell Carter, that pick. Chris Dunn, I'm not sold on. He's an all right point guard. I'm throwing these names out there, and y'all probably don't even know and give a fuck who they are.
I got,
I'm the only one that knows these
guys. I can't
guys.
Name five Bulls players.
You got Cameron Payne off the bench.
Oh, we've always got Cameron Payne then.
The dancing star.
We might as well let him be Benny the Bull, poor guy. Because, oh my God, that dude's garbage. He really is. I'd rather see him back in OKC just dancing. Poor Russell. What do you think happens with the Thunder? Paul George is definitely gone.
Melo opting in.
Melo opted so in. He sure did.
It's going to be Russ, Melo. I don't know what PG's going to do, man. I'd love for him to come to LA. That's for sure.
I think that depends on what Kawhi does.
If OKC sticks together again, are they good enough to beat the Warriors?
You know what? It just depends. Can Melo just mesh and just fucking knock down some shots? I think they
can. If he's Olympic Melo, just spotting up, hitting threes, then they have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul George has to be more efficient. For sure.
I think him and Westbrook were coming into a nice little duo. They had flashes for sure. But I don't know, man. Something with PG, he lacks. I don't even know if he could be the second best player on a team. But he's a star. He's a superstar sometimes. But he's definitely a star. I think him, Kawhi, and LeBron, though, like, shit, man, what more can you ask for? That team will be ready to compete with the Warriors, depending on if you could get a little more assets to put around them. But, yeah, I don't know, the Thunder. I really want to see Westbrook win one eventually. That'd be cool. But I don't know, man. He might be our generation's Iverson that never gets one.
Yeah.
At least he's the
That'd
realist.
That'd be sad, too. That'd be sad, yes, because he is the realist. He is Russ.
He stayed true. He's loyal. And he doesn't have a problem with putting the team on his back. People don't respect that game. A lot of people don't, but fuck, man. He'll go down as a legend for me, for sure.
Yes, sir. Giving it out 110% of the time.
Yep.
Got to respect it.
For sure. Shit.
He has that competitive fire that 99% of the NBA doesn't.
Yeah. Hell of a lot of them don't these days. But I think Russ's his championship window is closing for sure.
You're 30 years old, about to be 30.
That's
or
tough.
He's 30. I know the athleticism can't last forever.
It can't, man.
I would love to see what Russ's game turns into when he gets a little bit older. It's gonna be interesting.
I don't know if the dude can ever slow down though, man.
Yeah, that I don't see any signs of slowing down from him at 30.
He's just
another freak of nature like LeBron.
I would like to say he gets less out of control each year, but I don't know, man. I don't know if he does. He took a back seat. He was trying to get everyone involved at the start of this season this year, but they weren't producing, so he went Russ mode again. I'd like to watch it, but it's also heartbreaking sometimes.
It definitely is.
So what do we think? I'll ask you guys because I haven't asked you yet. Next year, if everything stays the way it is, if the Lakers get these guys, we're definitely going to see a different conference finals matchup this next year. But if everything stays the way it is now, is it a Golden State and Boston finals?
I think so.
Yep, for sure. Unless the Rockets could pull through because they didn't have CP in Game 7. So
oh, true.
You never know what could have happened in that series.
Man, how fun.
But for sure, Celtics in the East. Sorry, LeBron.
You know what? LeBron might not even be East. I don't think he'll mind. But, whoa. This trade goes through, and if there's a Lakers-Celtics championship, what's better than that?
Kyrie, LeBron.
Kyrie.
Come on, LeBron.
That'd be crazy, man. That one would be fun. But I think it's going to be Golden State, and I think it's going to be Boston. And I like Boston's chances, man. I really do.
Trust the process.
You think the Sixers are going to be there someday?
One day. I don't know if it's going to be next year, but I think once Ben Simmons can shoot.
Yeah.
And once he can find the right balance between scoring and playmaking,
mm-hmm.
then that's when the Sixers will flourish. But
yeah,
just give it time.
I don't know. Guys are paid to play in the NBA, right? Like, you just got to be able to develop a shot at some point, some type of shot.
Mm-hmm.
Does blow my mind. How are you getting paid millions of dollars? Your only job is to play basketball, and you can't shoot a ball. Like, it doesn't make any type of sense to me.
Yeah. Just add Andre Roberson next time, man. We know you're talking about him.
Yes, Andre Roberson. Who else? Anyone that can shoot free throws in the NBA.
At least Drummond showed some signs of improvement. DeAndre Jordan is the one. Yeah. He need to work on that. It's a little too late, though, now, because the Clippers are going to be pretty garbage for a while. What else was I going to ask? Yeah, I think we covered most of the bases that I wanted to hit. What's Devin up? And Matt. So, it's obvious. Well, it's not obvious yet, but LeBron's got to be in the decline sometime soon, right?
Yes, sir. 33 years old, you got to slow down eventually.
So, after that, who's the next best player on the planet? Because I don't think it's KD.
Next best player.
I might have to say KD, honestly.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to go with the Greek Freak.
Oh,
I'm going to have to go with Giannis.
You're sold really? On Giannis.
I don't...
If he develops a shot, then he will be the best.
If he develops a shot,
that's a big if. That's a big if because I don't like the way I don't like his mechanics. I don't like his confidence in it yet. Like, I don't know, man.
Or maybe I'll go with.
Well, you picked Giannis. So Devin, yeah. I want you to defend Durant.
I think.
Why is he the next best?
Like me picking Durant, it's not like I want to pick Durant. I don't like KD, but at a certain point, you gotta respect. He's a bucket. He's a walking bucket. And
hell yeah,
there's really nothing. Once he develops consistency, I really don't know if there's anybody who can compete with that. Mm-hmm. But I know at times he shrinks.
Yeah,
he shrinks often. But then you have him going off for 44 points in the finals.
Yeah.
Turning the tides. So, I don't think there's another player that can do that right now, at least.
Yeah, he's literally unguardable.
Exactly.
Like, do you put a center on him, they can't go. They were trying Capella on him. And he had the length, but still, posting him and just off of his hand, like standing reach.
Yeah. Once he develops confidence and once he gets a rhythm going, he's unstoppable. I don't know.
And he's a bona fide superstar. I think he's got enough confidence, but it's like Kevin Durant should be having 60 point games like every other night. I just miss that about when he would just go off because he wanted to. These guys don't want to. They're the best players in the world. Just, like, try to have one of those nights. Go to Madison Square Garden and try to just drop 50. And I don't know. That's why I like Clay. But, Matt, you said Giannis.
Yes,
I want to hear why you think so. So if he All develops right. a shot?
If he develops a shot, yes. He's obviously 6'11". He's 6'11", 23 years old. And that dude is just a freak of nature. He's super athletic. He literally dunks over people. He literally jumps over them and dunks on
him. Oh, that poor guy on the Knicks.
He's unstoppable on the fast break. If he gets a defensive rebound and just takes off down court, literally no one is stopping him on the fast break. He averaged 27 points last year with 10 rebounds and about 5 assists. Those are pretty big numbers, shooting 53% from the field, 30 from three-point, and 76 from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. That's not bad for someone who isn't a consistent shooter like that.
Yeah.
He's also like a fucking I love his drive. Like he is one of the few players like Russ that will go out and compete buzzer to buzzer. And
yeah.
I will always love a guy that is like that, cuz you just got to respect that kind of effort. Literally the only thing that's holding him back from being the best is his jump shot right now. If he learns that, then he's a better version of Kevin Durant.
Do you like him as a facilitator on the team, though? Do you think he's a good passer?
It's hard to say on the Bucks because everyone in the Bucks is kind of streaky. They don't really have any knockdown shooters except for like Middleton.
Yeah.
Really? Or Jason Terry, if you want to let a 41-year-old shoot the ball. Hey, but maybe he will be the best player if he goes to a different team. Maybe his loyalty will be the downfall of him, because the Bucks, there's something about him that just isn't a championship team.
They're not going to be able to build it.
I don't know if it's the coaching staff, if Jason Kidd messed them up, and now whatever they're working with just isn't enough, or what it is. But he has the most upside to be the best player. I will say that
he's a transcendent talent. But he is in Milwaukee, and who really is going to go there, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if he's got the LeBron draw to where, like, people will go over there, like, a Kevin Love or a Kyrie will want to play with him, or I don't know. It's just Milwaukee's definitely not Golden State yet. It's not Miami or anything like that. It's not a destination for free agents. Like, so I'm going to go with my pick, and – it's really for one reason. When evaluating like the best player, I'm talking about defensively, offensively, unstoppable. And dude, for me, it's clearly going to be Anthony Davis.
Like, I totally forgot about him.
Yeah.
I don't know He's a little injury prone. He's had some he's ended the season pretty early. But bro, let's take a look at him in the playoffs.
That man is a ridiculous monster.
Oh, for sure. And if they come back and they add Boogie, those are the – no offense to Embiid. I don't know if he's there yet with those two guys. They're my top 10 players. And I think just the combination of having two great big men on your team, and talk about guys that – can already spread the floor and can already shoot the three. They're capable of it, man. Anthony Davis, every shot that goes up around him, you just think it's going to be a block. And that's – you can't get that from a lot of other players. So Kevin Durant's got the size, but you still might throw a shot up over him. Like Kyrie was doing in all of that 2017 finals, and he was getting him off. I think if Anthony Davis is on the Warriors, he might be able to cancel out Kyrie. And he's
the rim protector.
Yeah, like a true rim protector. And then you get him on offense, you throw up a lob, no one else is grabbing that except him.
Throw up a lob, throw it to him in the post, he's going to get a bucket. Mid-range, he could shoot threes now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I should chose AD.
I sometimes wonder how hard he is working on the game and how much of it is just natural talent for him.
All right, so, hot take, MVP next year, him, Anthony Davis. I'm saying it right now.
You're picking Anthony Davis as your MVP?
He's going to carry the Pelicans again.
That's cool. Hey, I'd be really cool with him winning an MVP. I've loved him since he came in the league, and I've just been trying to convince people that this guy's going to be the best, and I think next year, I think next year, dude. I think it's his fifth year. The torch will be passed
yes.
from not from LeBron to KD, but to Anthony Davis. And I'm excited to see. I don't even know if he's scratching the surface yet, dude. This guy's going to be a beast. My MVP candidate, though, could – it's a lot of people to touch the ball, but could Kyrie ever get an MVP season? He almost had one this year.
Not with the Celtics playing – or with everyone playing good. Because I don't think he's going to stand out like he was this season, at least. With everyone finding their rhythm and acclimating to the NBA system.
Because Tatum's got to get touches like a superstar now, right? Like,
definitely.
That boy's going to take off, man. Hopefully, I'm hoping he doesn't hit a sophomore slump. I'm hoping that he comes right back and he's dunking on guys like LeBron and just taking it to these guys because the guy's going to he's gonna be good. And I still think you got to find Jaylen Brown some touches. That dude is too athletic, too bouncy, and crafty to not. So that's going to be a lot of people to spread the ball around to. But maybe it's better for Kyrie. He's had a couple of like season-ending injuries. Take his foot off the gas a little bit. Was James Harden your MVP this year, guys?
Nope. Sorry, my I would not say James Harden was the MVP. I would have to
give it to LeBron. That's exactly what I was. It has to be LeBron. Or for me, at least.
I wonder what Matt G would say.
I just like the storyline behind LeBron. Kyrie left. He's 33. Put the team on his back.
Took him to the finals.
He has a new team mid-season.
That went down. Yep, completely new team mid-season. Still took him to the finals. Should have at least got one win. If the Spurs could do it, LeBron should have did it. But he still took that team to the finals. Yeah.
I don't think you could put any other player on that team and had him succeed.
No one. If you put James Harden on that team, he wouldn't have done that.
Oh, no.
For no, sure. Sir.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why I defend Russ getting his MVP. Like, he was literally the best player that season, like doing more with less than anyone. But every other season it's just been LeBron, and I don't understand how he doesn't have like 10 fucking MVPs by now. It's crazy. I agree. Maggie, he picked Harden, of course he's got to. I don't hate on that, but y'all know how I feel personally about Harden. I don't think he's good. And the NBA is pretty different right now. It's pretty cool, though. I like all of the futures. So we got a Philly fan. We got a L.A. fan. I don't know about Houston. Sorry, man.
Houston don't really got a future.
They don't have a future, but they could win.
Hey, Clint Capella.
Clint Capella. P.J. Tucker. I want to get him. That's my dream interview for this podcast.
P.J. Tucker, come through.
Please, PJ. We could talk kicks, man. But the NBA is looking up right now. I'm not too sad about being a Bulls fan. I could live vicariously through my favorite players. I could watch some more Westbrook and some Kyrie. But everything's looking good for at least you two. The Sixers.
Trust the process.
I do believe.
Please.
I do believe in them.
Showtime's back, baby.
Showtime's about to be back, in my opinion.
Hopefully, but Showtime's back.
That's great, guys. I'm glad that we finally did a podcast together. How are y'all feeling about your first time?
I like it.
I had a blast.
We got to do some more then. You me and Devin, we got to get some movie reviews out.
Stay tuned for other stuff. Not
Kendall
just
Jenner, Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
What's next?
A Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons podcast might be in the works. We need to figure out what the hell's going on.
Real weird in the podcast.
Things could get real weird, man. I want to do music reviews, movie reviews. If we're up for it, shit, it doesn't even have to be an hour-long episode. It could be like 20 minutes. I think the people would like that. But I'm glad you guys came out and you decided to do one of these. This is awesome. I'll see you tonight, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're going to party hard. That's going to be fun. Well, thanks for listening. If you're listening, once again, thank you to Devin and Matt. You can follow Matt Skylark.
Matt Skylark.
Instagram.
Devin. I don't have social media.
Devin doesn't have social media. Don't hit him up.
Yeah. Either. He's taking it now, so. All right, y'all.
Low key.
All right, I'm signing off, man.
All right. Y'all have a good one. See you soon, guys.
Peace.
Laters.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.